All right, let's talk about the law of cause and effect. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for an intuitive coach, I would love to support you. Please check out my services. Pay attention to the single session and the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package. All right, let's talk about the law of cause and effect. Well, this one you can definitely find in the Bible. And in case you just found my show, I'm doing a series on the universal laws. Okay, so the law of cause and effect. This one you'll find in the Bible. So you reap what you sow. You know, whatever you plant in the ground will grow, right? And this is interesting because this is where I think self-sabotage comes into play, because we won't plant the whole seed. We'll plant half a seed. And then we wonder why the tree looks janky. Like, yeah, you got to plant the whole seed and believe the seed will grow, because it's going to grow whatever we plant. That's the key here. It's like, whatever you decide to focus on, whether you're focusing on something you really love, but then there's some junky thoughts around it that are based in fear, all of that goes into the seed that goes into the ground that's planted, right? If we're using that metaphor. And so you'll grow a tree that has some leaves that are based in fear, and you'll have some leaves that are based in the beautiful passion behind whatever you're up to. So the law of cause and effect, some people call it karma, but I don't really like calling it karma, but it is rooted in karma. What you put out, you get back. Yeah, essentially. But all the, you know, law of attraction can be read that way too. That's why I don't like to put karma on the law of cause and effect. I like the metaphor of whatever you plant is what you will grow, and you're in charge of that seed. And so at any time, you can choose to clear away the negativity around your seed and just be in the most beautifulness of that seed, the beautifulness of the desire. So let's say you want a large amount of money and you want to plant that seed. If you're also planting along with that seed, embedded in that seed, in the DNA of that seed, that, oh my God, there's no way I can attract large amounts of money. And again, this is the subconscious programming. That's what I help people work on cleaning up. Your seed might only grow like a leaf, right? Because you're holding a belief that you can't do it, right? And I do think we get some points for going for it to a degree. But the fullness, the most beautifulness of the dream won't be manifested. It won't grow because of the law of cause and effect. And it's very simple. It's what you put out, you get back. And so if you are planting worry with your big dream, you're going to get little pieces of the dream, and it's going to be surrounded by worry, right? It's not going to be a beautiful, full, amazing tree. But if you're just willing to plant the most beautiful, amazing, glorious, happy, yes, it's possible for me, I'm over the moon about doing the work to help co-create this in my life. If you plant that seed, you will get a beautiful, gorgeous, flowering, fruitful tree. And it'll be this wonderful experience. I'm most interested in that. And I want you to have the beautiful tree. I don't want you to have the, like, you know, the tree with a few broken branches and it doesn't grow to full height, and, you know. So the law of cause and effect simply states you reap what you sow. So make sure you are planting what you want instead of what you do not want. Now, this is the one I often see for people who have not made the choice to be conscious about what they believe, they think, they say, they feel. Is they plant a lot of seeds based in I don't want, instead of planting the seed based in I want. So if you're talking about I don't want to be broke, I don't want to be broke, I don't want to be broke, oh my God, I'm so scared of being broke, but you're not planting any other seeds. Like, I believe in abundance. I know I'm worthy and deserving of abundance. I do believe that if you plant more of the abundance seeds, you'll get more abundance, right? So maybe there might be some weeds in your garden because you're afraid on some level. But if you're willing to fully and completely lean into abundance, that's all you're really going to see, right? You don't have to be perfect in any of this, but you have to be conscious. And I think that's what's coming up as I'm doing this series is, hey, if you're just conscious and you are focused more on abundance than you are on lack, then you will manifest and create abundance. That's it. And it's pretty automatic. It's the law, right? It's not like, I think some people think, well, I can be a jerk today to myself and to life and to everything and complain and kick and scream. But I'm still expecting this big, huge harvest. Probably not. But if you clean up that energy, and all your feelings are important and all your feelings are valid, you just have to look at them and say, hey, I don't have to believe this. I don't have to plant this seed. I don't have to look at the world as like it's falling apart and I can't survive. You can look at the world and say, I am thriving. I am amazing. I am wonderful. And only glorious things are showing up in my world. That's a seed. And that seed will bloom the most beautiful flower, the most beautiful tree. So that is the law of cause and effect. You reap what you sow. So what you put out, you get back. What you put out, you get back. And you deserve a plentiful harvest. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And you're in control of how plentiful that harvest is based on the way you think and feel and what seeds you're willing to plant. What are you holding on to? My thought around this is go for the truest desire, the truest, truest desire of your heart. And it feels so freaking good that you only want to plant those seeds and you know those seeds are going to be healthy and vibrant and amazing. And so just go for that. Why do we have to halfway it? Just go for what you really, really want, which I've been saying a lot. That's the message that's been coming forward over this autumn season is, people have to just go for the truest desire of their heart. Stop messing around. You deserve to have it. So that is the law of cause and effect. In case you are looking for a coach, please check out my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter and you will get 2 free intuitive messages from me a week. And thank you. Thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you on the next podcast. Take care of yourself.